The Public Advocate has a small budget, limited power, and a few New Yorkers, most New Yorkers, don't even know what it is. But as WNYC's Jessica Gould reports, candidates are fighting tooth and nail for the position.
The leading candidates for Public Advocate came out swinging in two recent debates. Councilmember Tish James accused former Deputy Public Advocate Reshma Sojani of hiding her work in the financial services industry.
She's worked for a who's who of bad actors on Wall Street.
But Sojani said she used her time as a corporate lawyer to do pro bono work and pay off student loans. She said she's not hiding anything.
My first job was at Baskin Robbins. That doesn't appear on my website either. I've been working since I was 12 years old.
Then she laid into James for taking donations from developers while deliberating on their project. James said she opposed the project because it required tearing down a library where Girl Scouts met. She said once the library was preserved,
the developers in question, in fact, withdrew support for the candidacy of Letitia James, and the only thing that I got in return was Girl Scout cookies.
Meanwhile, State Senator Daniel Squadron asked James why she wasn't joining a pledge to refuse independent expenditures. She said she's not about to take ethics lessons from someone who works in Albany. And university professor Kathy Guerrero said the career politicians were up to their old tricks, fighting like cats in a box.
These three continue to think that it's about them. It's about you, New York.
It's been a heated race for Public Advocate, who's next in line to succeed the mayor if he or she is unable to serve. But with mayoral hopefuls also battling it out in a tight contest, it's been hard for the candidates to get traction. Take Wonkish Squadron, the sole white guy in the race. He's serving his third term in the state Senate. He's got major establishment endorsements, including those from the New York Times and Senator Chuck Schumer. But when Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz jumped on the bandwagon last week, hardly anyone was there to see it. He addressed a couple reporters in front of Borough Hall.
I'll give you a three word. Substance, not sizzle. Okay?
No sizzle? I'll take it.
The Sizzleless Squadron touts his success closing a loophole in the assault weapons ban and winning federal funds for public housing. And he has a 20-page plan, plus 5 pages of footnotes, with ideas like special worker centers for day laborers, improvements to community education councils, and an advocacy group for NYCHA residents.
Public Advocate can't solve all of the city's problems. What it must do is take on problems no one else is and get results.
Then there's Sojani, who is doing her best to catch voters at a subway stop in Queens.
Say hello to Reshma Sojani,
hello.
Public Advocate.
Nice to see you. Hello.
Sojani is Indian American. Her parents fled Idi Amin in Uganda. She was a corporate attorney who went on to create a scholarship program for undocumented students and a nonprofit for teens called Girls Who Code.
Because we got to close the gender gap and we need more engineers and more of our young people getting jobs.
By partnering with the local tech firms, she says she can expand the program to every public school student and their parents. But only a few voters stopped to shake her hand and scan her pamphlets. Most rushed by without a word. Meanwhile, James was screaming at the top of her lungs in the financial district last week as she rallied fast food workers for higher wages.
This is a race to the bottom.
This is a race to the bottom.
Which is why our economy.
Is stuck.
Brooklyn-born and African-American, James trumpets her victories in the council on reproductive rights and her activism against Atlantic Yards.
I think what is different about my candidacy is that I want to reignite civic engagement.
But after struggling to be heard in recent weeks, her voice was strained. And then there's university professor Kathy Guerrero. She grew up in Staten Island and lives on the Lower East Side. She calls herself the working class candidate. She says stop and frisk is a useful tool, and she has endorsements from dozens of unions. She says she's proud to be the government outsider on the ballot.
I exist to push back against the narrative that politicians get gifted into center ring just because they are them. I am the only non-politician in this race.
All in all, it's been a tough, even dramatic fight. So I hit the street to hear how voters were responding.
And I was wondering who you're planning to vote for Public Advocate.
Now, I'm not sure exactly who's running.
To be honest, I didn't even know there was such a thing as a Public Advocate.
You have no
public
idea.
Advocate? No clue. Sorry.
A recent poll found only 20% of New Yorkers could name one candidate in the crowded race, and the power of the position is limited. the public advocate can introduce legislation in council, but can't vote on it. And the office has just over $2 million to fund its operations. Some say it's just a bully pulpit, a fly in the mayor's ear. But it does come with one perk. Two out of the three former public advocates have gone on to run for the city's top job. And according to recent polls, one of them, current public advocate Bill de Blasio, may just win. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.